Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
When the forest burns along the road, like God's eyes in my headlights.
You know, here's something else that we haven't spent a lot of time on, but now is a great time to cover it, and that is, what's a bigger threat to America? ISIS? An instance like we saw in Fresno, California yesterday, where a man yelling Allahu Akbar gunned down and murdered three white people simply because they were white, and that was his aim. Is that a bigger threat to America, or is it the gangs that have come here and reconstituted themselves, Latin gangs, gangs like the Latin Kings or MS-13? Attorney General Jeff Sessions issued quite a message to gangs across the country yesterday. He did that vowing to crack down on gang violence. Says it has been exploited and exacerbated by our poor border security over the last many years. He said that will not stand any further. He talked about it. It's clip 10, Jeff Sessions talking about gangs in this nation and what he intends to do about it.
Under President Trump, the Justice Department has zero tolerance for gang violence. Transnational criminal organizations like MS-13 represent one of the gravest threats to our American safety. These organizations enrich themselves by peddling poison in our communities, trafficking children for sexual exploitation, and inflicting horrific violence in the communities where they operate. Because of an open border and years of lax immigration enforcement, MS-13 has been sending both recruiters and gang members to regenerate these gangs that previously had been in many ways decimated, and smuggling members across the border as unaccompanied minors. They are not content to simply ruin the lives of adults. MS-13 recruits in our high schools, our middle schools, and even our elementary schools. We will secure our border, expand immigration enforcement, and choke off supply lines. If you are a gang member, we will find you. We will devastate your networks. We will starve your revenue sources, deplete your ranks, and seize your profits. We will not concede a single block or a street corner to your vicious.
To your viciousness is what it said there. And I appreciate that, you know, when the war on crime can start right there or continue right there as far as I'm concerned. All right, so the next book I'm going to read, Shattered. The book Shattered, which is a dissection, a post-mortem, if you will, on Hillary Clinton's campaign, her run for the White House, her ultimately doomed run for the White House, Shattered, Hillary Clinton's failed campaign, of course, outlined in this book. The Hill's Amy Parnes and Sidewire's Jonathan Allen wrote this book together, the first to investigate, explore, and take apart piece by piece why Clinton and her bid for the presidency was such an utter failure, one of the most colossal failures in political history. Unless, of course, you disregard what you were told by the media and you disregard the polls put out by left-leaning organizations and you disregard a lot of what you were told because it was coming from places and sources that supported Hillary Clinton's campaign. But here are some things that we have learned from the book. Here's some little tidbits that have come out from the book so far. Hillary Clinton apologized to Barack Obama after conceding to Donald Trump. Shortly after calling Donald Trump to concede defeat, Clinton called Barack Obama back and said, "Simply, Mr. President, I am sorry." Clinton felt she had let herself, Obama, and the Democratic Party down. Obama's legacy and her dreams of the presidency lay shattered at Donald Trump's feet. That was on her, the book reads. And when John Podesta came out at 2:02 in the morning and said, "We're not, you know, it's been a long campaign, it's a little bit longer, won't hurt." Apparently, Hillary Clinton got a call at that moment from Barack Obama saying, "Stop it. You lost, and you can't postpone the inevitable." Barack Obama also, according to the book, privately criticized Clinton's use of a private email server despite refusing to condemn Clinton's use of the server for classified material on the campaign trail. But apparently behind the scenes, the former president thought it was political malpractice, just foolish, a ridiculous thing to have done and to try to, he thought she let it fester entirely too long. Hillary Clinton, again, these are all portions and snippets from the book, Revelations I found on Breitbart. Hillary Clinton admitted to an aide that she engenders bad reactions from people. The book claims that Clinton admitted that her personality did not appeal to many ordinary voters, a theory confirmed by her election defeat. And, by the way, the reason she didn't appear in Wisconsin or Michigan much or elsewhere, her campaign believed that letting two people know there was an election coming up was bad for her. Her campaign was also badly organized. The campaign lacked focus and had power decentralized, making it difficult to focus on particular issues. Hillary distributed power so broadly that none of her aides or advisors had control of the whole apparatus. Yuma Abedin sheltered Clinton from criticism. The book alleges that vice campaign chair Yuma Abedin would rarely criticize Clinton and couldn't be counted on to relay constructive criticism to Hillary without pointing a finger at the critic. Shoot the messenger. Clinton, dumbfounded by the 2016 election's populist upswing and her lack of white working class support, confounded by the success of her Democratic primary challenger, Bernie Sanders. Clinton reportedly told her longtime confidant, Minion Moore, during the Democratic primaries, "I do not understand what is happening in our country." Well, that part is true. Why aren't they with me? Why can't we bring them on board? Clearly out of touch. And back to this thing that I told you a moment ago, Barack Obama urged her to concede even though she was reluctant. As Trump piled up wins in key battleground states, Clinton reportedly remained reluctant to concede the election. However, the book claims that Barack Obama made a phone call and urged Clinton to declare defeat and not drag it out. He allegedly reiterated this position to Clinton campaign chair John Podesta, adding the importance of Clinton conceding with some dignity. Gotta read this book, don't you? Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.